In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Tell no one, he says. Tell no one that I opened the ears of the deaf and released his tongue. Tell no one that I restore strength to the weak and heal the sick, that I fill the hungry and raise the dead. It sounds strange to us. Christ works miracles, but he doesn't want to be known as a miracle worker. Christ physically heals, but he doesn't want to be seen as an earthly savior. He's not a good marketer. In fact, he cares very little about marketing whatsoever. He doesn't believe in the slogan, "Any publicity is good publicity," but rather he loves. And he does all things in love. Not for fame, not for popularity, not for a greater following, but he does all things in love for the individual. He knows full well that faith comes by hearing the word, not by seeing miracles. So listen to him. His voice is the voice that spoke at creation. In that empty void, he spoke to light, and there was light. He spoke, and birds flew, insects swarmed, and fish schooled together. His word is life. His word brings order. His word restores life and order to fallen man. Ephatha, be opened. The light did not hear, yet it shone. The fish and the birds did not hear, yet they swam and they flew. The violent sea did not hear, yet it was calm. Dead Lazarus did not hear, yet he walked out. So too the deaf man did not hear, but his ears were opened, and his tongue was released. For the word of God always accomplishes the purpose for which he has sent it. And today that word of God comes to you. By nature, you were deaf and mute before the Lord God. How miserable this man must have been. He couldn't express the desires of his heart. He didn't know what he was missing out on. So it is with fallen man. Fallen man doesn't know what he is missing out on, the peace, the joy, the heavenly glory that awaits us. Yet like dead Lazarus and like the violent sea, fallen man can do nothing to change his condition. No one can open the ears of faith any more than this deaf man could choose to hear. No one can confess Christ or his glory any more than this mute man could have learned to speak on his own. By nature, all are spiritually powerless, deaf and mute, unable to come to God, unable to change their condition in any way whatsoever, unable to choose or decide for God in any way. From conception, man's ears were filled with the lies of Satan, and his tongue was bound with Satan's lies. And so he could not hear God's word, and he could not confess the truth. But it's worse than that, actually. Satan exerts so much power over fallen man that he doesn't even want to hear that he is deaf and mute and needs God's help. He thinks he hears. He thinks he understands eternal things. He thinks he knows about God and the way of salvation, how to get to heaven. So he stops up his ears, the ears of his heart, like the Sanhedrin did at Stephen's trial. By nature, all parts of all men are hostile to the word of God. He thinks he's spiritual, but really, he listens only to the word of the devil. He thinks he speaks what is true, but really he only echoes Satan's lies. That is the way of the fallen world. That is the way of the fallen flesh. It hates God and always fights against his word. It can do nothing else. At one time, this was also your way. For when at one time you lived by your fallen flesh. Even now, dear Christian, that fallen flesh still lives inside of us. So be careful, lest it rise up and gain control over us and close our ears to the word of God. Help has to come from outside of this man. He can't change his condition in any way. And so help must come from outside of you as well. If you are to believe God's word, if you are to confess Christ as Lord, then God must open the ears of faith and release your tongue. Only Christ can help. As he took the man away from the crowds by himself, so also he has dealt with you individually. There's no question of who is healing whom. Jesus alone heals. Jesus alone saves. As he stuck his fingers into the man's ears, so also through the preached word he sticks his Holy Spirit into your ears. When that human voice, the word of God, hits your eardrums, the Holy Spirit is touching you to heal your body and your soul. As he spat and touched the man's tongue, so also he combines water with the word from his mouth to free your body from Satan's lies. Christ knows full well faith comes by hearing the word of God. So salvation is physical. It's intimate. And Christ will have it no other way, for he has come to heal you. He could have just spoken the word of God and healed you from a great distance, but he doesn't want to do that. He gets up close and personal. He enters your comfort zone. He pops your bubble. He gets too close, in fact, for he comes to identify with you and to share in your pain. When you sigh, he sighs. When you groan, he groans. When you long for the redemption of your bodies, he too longs to bring you out of this world and into his heaven, to reunite you with your loved ones who have gone before you, to restore your body back to his image and likeness, to free you from the effects and pains of living in a sinful world. It can't come from within you. It can come solely from Christ. It can't come from within you any more than this deaf mute could have helped out Christ in some way. It must come solely from Christ. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who spoke at creation to create all things by his word, and now who speaks that word to heal you. So today, Christ is still doing miracles. Miracles that are far greater than what we read in the scriptures. Miracles that last far longer than anything else we have read in the scriptures. It's the miracle of faith. This word of absolution is the greatest power in heaven and on earth, for what else can close hell's gates and open heaven's doors? What else can physically remove your frailties, sharpen your mind, and steady your knees, not just for a day or two, but for eternity? What else can take away your canes and your walkers and your medications? What else can make you run and leap like a deer? Only that word of forgiveness, that word from Christ's lips, soaked in Calvary's holy blood. So it is forgiveness that cures cancer. It is forgiveness that removes mental disorders. It is forgiveness that renews your strength and your energy and your resolve. Forgiveness changes your body to glory, even as Christ is glorious. For when sin is removed, when the sinful flesh is taken away, then all the effects of the sin and the sinful flesh also must go away. I know you don't see any of it right now, neither do I. But you will soon. You will soon. You will see how the word of Christ and the sacramental touch of Christ has healed your body and your soul forever. That is really why Christ commanded the crowds not to tell anyone. He didn't want them to focus on the lesser miracle and neglect the greater miracle of forgiveness. That is why he came, to win forgiveness and now to give forgiveness. And so he no longer commands you to be silent. In fact, he tells you, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. And how can we not? The ears of faith have been opened. The tongue has been released. We believe, therefore we speak. He has done all things well. Even as we stand graveside with tears in our eyes and a lump in our throat, we still confess, he has done all things well. For by that simple word of forgiveness, he has healed us forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,